Chapter 6. Safety Equipment. Section 6.1. Safety Belts, Proper Positioning, Adjustment and Driver's Legal Responsibilities. We have all heard of the little old lady who lived in a small apartment and died of starvation. When the police went to investigate, they found over $10,000 in just cash. She starved to death, yet she had the resources available to survive within her reach. What do you call someone like that? Now let me pose another question. What do you call someone who dies when survival is within his or her reach? Like someone who dies in a crash because they didn't wear their seatbelt. What is even worse is when someone does not put his or her child in a proper safety seat. Lap shoulder safety belts. Florida's law is click it, or ticket. Buckle up, it's the law. In 28 of the states with belt use laws in 2004, the law specified secondary enforcement. That is, police officers are permitted to write a citation only after a vehicle is stopped for some other traffic infraction. As of December 2004, 49 states and the District of Columbia had belt use laws in effect. The laws differed from state to state, according to the type and age of the vehicle, occupant seating position, etc. Research has found that lap shoulder safety belts, when used, reduce the risk of fatal injury to front seat passenger car occupants by 45% and the risk of moderate to critical injury by 50%. For light truck occupants, safety belts reduce the risk of fatal injury by 60% and moderate to critical injury by 65%. In 2004, 31,693 occupants of passenger vehicles, cars, light trucks, vans, and utility vehicles were killed in motor vehicle traffic crashes. This represents 74% of the 42,636 traffic fatalities reported for the year. Among passenger vehicle occupants over 4 years old, safety belts saved an estimated 15,434 lives in 2004. Ejection from the vehicle is one of the most injurious events that can happen to a person in a crash. In fatal crashes, 74% of passenger car occupants who were totally ejected from the vehicle were killed. Safety belts are effective in preventing total ejections. Only 1% of the occupants reported that were using restraints were totally ejected, compared with 29% of the unrestrained occupants. The facts speak for themselves. Whether you are going 20 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour, you are a lot better off wearing your safety belt. If you want to see first-hand safety equipment in operation, all you have to do is watch the NASCAR races on television. I have seen a car go over the wall and crash on the road below the track and the driver walked away. I know they have a lot more than just a shoulder and lap belt, but I also know that they are traveling over 180 miles per hour. You know what they say on television, don't try this at home. The 1999 NHTSA study, Crash Outcome Data Evaluation System codes, linked traffic and medical records in 7 states to assess total costs of injury from motor vehicle crashes. The study found that the average inpatient costs for crash victims who were not using safety belts were 55% higher than for those who were belted. Most current data available proper positioning and adjustments of safety belts. Wear lap belts around your hips, not your stomach. Fasten them snugly. Wear a shoulder belt only with a lap belt. FS 316.614. It is unlawful for any person to operate a motor vehicle in this state unless each passenger under the age of 18 is restrained by a safety belt or by a child restraint device pursuant to FS 316.613, if applicable, or to operate a motor vehicle in this state unless the person is restrained by a safety belt. It is unlawful for any person 18 years of age or older to be a passenger in the front seat of a motor vehicle unless such person is restrained by a safety belt when the vehicle is in motion. Under the age of 18, use of seat belts is a primary enforcement. Any violation of these laws is considered a non-moving violation that carries a fine.